Back in 2017, I was doing all the things I loved doing, but not what needed doing. Obviously, which was bad for business. Yet, the path of most founders. It was kind of like eating BLTs without the lettuce or the tomatoes. It catches up. One of the best books I read that led me to actually doing something was a book named Rocket Fuel. It's about visionary type people needing operations type people. Visionaries love why, love the big picture, love strategy, love relationships, love starting. Integrators love the how, love the details, love execution, love efficiency, and love finishing. The book Rocket Fuel resulted in me hiring a COO, chief operating officer, and it was such a light bulb moment that I'll never try to scale again without it. He did all the stuff I hated doing, yet loved doing it with a twinkle in his eye, vice versa. If you're a visionary style founder of a thing, an integrative style co-founder can net you better results seemingly overnight and actually make you a happier founder. The book said in a year, but my COO was jumping into the deep end on day one, which was better than things just not getting done because I didn't want to do them. Yeah, ideally a visionary founder should just do the things they don't want to do. I get it. And they often do. I often did. But I did them the same way someone who doesn't want to do a thing they're passionate about does a thing. Not that well. And for me, that wasn't intentional. My best energy just always went to the other stuff. When I hired a COO, who ideally would have been my co-founder on day one, all the important things got someone's best energy, mine or his. And the best part is the accountability. When it was just me on the top, if I started a thing and didn't finish it, I said, oh, shucks. And that was it. But when the COO was there, if I started a thing and didn't finish it, he either finished it for me, which rocked, or if I had to be the one to get it done, I had someone to answer to, which sucked, but also rocked and got better results. Here's the point. If you're doing the founder thing solo and don't have a co-founder who compliments you or an employee who does so, it's worth taking an honest look at all the things you haven't been doing or doing well that needs to get done more quickly or better and thinking whether or not your results would be better if all the things you weren't doing had been getting done more effectively. Rocket Fuel is a great book and you can read it in a day. I'm on a mission to help 1,000 founders build 1,000 startups every year. Help me help you by sending me your pitch at rocktown.vc. Later.